I'm Blitzbear.
We can't use that as the intro.
That's what we're going to. No.
I have like,
I can't edit that if I wanted to.
I have 10 minutes
He's
of
polar
intro
bear.
Here.
I want, and I want
She's
it like.
Panda Bear.
I want it like bass boosted and like a terrible TikTok song.
And reverb on it.
Yeah.
So there's, we have a friend named Eddie. Hi. He's been a longtime supporter of the podcast. We call him 2Gs. And we love him very much. He is not here today.
Fuck you, sir.
Dang.
Where are you? And he sucks and lives in a terrible place.
Oof.
I don't know. It's got more snow and ice than here. So, yeah, probably you're probably right.
I stand by what I said.
Siberia, yeah, USA.
Yeah.
Also Michigan.
Yeah, I was trying to think of one. I couldn't think of one fast enough.
The new voice that you just heard, that is my friend Eddie.
Yeah, I'm a different Eddie.
He's a white Mexican like Montano.
Hey. Yes.
So he's Miguel too. Why are all my Mexican friends super white?
Miguel's more white, or more.
I don't know what to tell you.
He speaks Spanish at least.
Yeah, Eddie, you don't speak Spanish.
I don't speak Spanish.
Si,
I took like 3 semesters of Spanish. Don't remember a thing.
Hasta mañana. ¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
Y'all are hurting my heritage. I'm gonna leave.
Are you good with Little Bear?
I'm fine with that, yeah.
Okay,
hi,
Eddie's
I'm Little
Bear. We are all drinking something different.
Yeah. Is this the first on the podcast?
I'm having...
But it all came out of Nate's fridge.
I'm having Liquid Death iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
Polar Bear, what are you drinking?
I have a Ghost Energy, zero sugar, citrus, natural and artificial flavors energy drink in a 16-fluid-ounce can.
I hate zero sugar stuff, but I love Ghost.
Is that why you're pawning it off on me?
No, I actually, it's all I have. That's kind of all I'm drinking these days is Ghost.
To avoid getting repeatedly pinched by the boys, because I'm not wearing green and it happens to be St. Patrick's Day, I'm drinking my Irish sludge.
Yep.
Yeah.
As penance for not wearing green to honor a quarter of my
heritage. You know what? I wore a freaking eagle screaming jacket on the way in.
To not wear half
my
heritage.
You're the only one here who's been to Ireland.
I'm also the only one with
a
red beard.
Man, I'm jealous.
No, I have red in my beard. But you actually have a full red
no,
beard.
No, we've talked about
well,
this. You do have red in your beard.
We'd see the gray.
Dude, I'm scared
it
of
happens.
Myself. It's happening.
It's happening. I've got some white hairs. I thought they were platinum blonde for a while because I do have those, but it's different. White hair is different.
We can dye it platinum blonde.
Yeah, look like solid snake.
Yeah, there you go.
You
dye your beard
just
platinum
frosted
blonde.
Tips.
On the beard.
On his beard?
On my beard?
Yeah.
On your beard.
Yeah.
Emo's not dead, bro. You only live once.
I always said I would never paint my nails, and here we are.
And here I meant to paint my nails today. I'm sorry. I was going to join you.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
It would have been fun.
Yeah.
I have those painted, too.
Do you actually?
My toenails have been painted since I painted them on the cruise.
Excellent. Man, good for you.
Holding up?
Man.
I reapplied yesterday.
Hold on.
Good
but
for
they
you.
Were I mean they were actually
who,
holding
my
up.
My question, who is brave enough to go near your feet long enough to paint your toenails?
Me.
You did it yourself?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's talent.
I had I'll tell you the whole story about the ladies who painted my fingernails though.
Nice. What are you drinking?
To...
You didn't say what you're drinking.
No, what are you drinking?
Irish sludge.
Guinness.
It's dark and looks like oil and tastes almost as bad and
I always think that Guinness in the can tastes like soy sauce.
Interesting.
Okay. You have a point.
I've never had it
yeah.
in the can, so.
Do the cans have the marble in them?
Yes.
Every alcoholic beverage is so much better on.
It's supposed to, like, science them.
It does have
cool.
the marble.
It's like the Japanese soda things that have the balls that drop in. And it
yeah, dude, I love Ramune.
Yeah.
And then their voices get deeper.
Yeah. I am drinking a... Apparently, I am drinking a Four Peaks Brewing Company, the Joy Bus Wow Wheat.
Yeah,
that's gonna clip real hard, so have fun with that.
It's
wheat.
I see it on the waveform. That's big.
It's a whole name
boy.
Always.
How would you know?
Sometimes I look down.
You can see it. I'm amazed.
Wow.
Is it just
that's talent?
Nope. Never mind. Not
that's
incriminating
talent.
Myself.
Let's move on
I
as fast
seen
as possible.
Mine in a decade.
Coming up. to give the viewer
always
the,
coming up.
The,
oh,
yeah,
man.
Four choice of words.
I'm also holding toothless.
How do you get?
I don't
Nick
know if I
Richard?
Got that part on recording. We'll have
yes,
to see.
Nicely.
Oh my god. This is gonna be, this may be the most obnoxious episode of Bear Talk ever, which is great because we're, this is what happens when we're all in the same room and we can like look each other in the eye sexually and,
you know. Yeah. So we're hitting two.
More platonically.
I'm married.
I'm not looking at you guys.
I like how Eddie, how you said that. I'm married. Don't come near me.
I was married once.
Yeah.
You got a great story to tell now.
Yeah, you gotta start a song. You have to start a song now.
God damn it, you really fit the country. Like, what is
there's
your
a guitar
thing?
Right there. Start a song.
What are you, a punk cowboy? Like,
he still has his dogs. Put the guitar away. Put the cookie down.
Actually, punk rock cowboy is the aesthetic I go for.
It is.
Well, now you can lean more into the cowboy part.
Goes for and achieves. Going back to Bigfoot on that one. We are talking about two very different
we're
things
just
today.
Getting to yeah. Bigfoot, actually.
Okay. I should have been ready.
We're talking about the new Netflix live-action Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Right.
Not the blue people.
Wait, no,
the
sorry. Yeah, you're
good
right.
One.
Yeah, fuck the blue people.
You mean Pocahontas in space?
Why did so many of you people go to see Pocahontas in space a second time?
Dude, there's fucking like, how many more movies is that asshole planning? Like
at least
three?
Two.
Too many.
Okay, listen.
Two more.
Pocahontas
sure.
In space isn't that good of a movie because it's a ripoff of not a great movie.
Right.
But the ride at Disney World?
Pretty good.
Life altering.
It's not that I dislike it. I just don't know why like everyone like breaks like records when one comes. Like the first one, it was kind of like a weird flash in the pan, I guess. Like really good CG. Yeah. So
it's a big CG thing. I think also James Cameron is doing this thing where he's like, every one of those movies coming out is going to be like a tech demo. And he's like trying to push the boundaries every time, which I respect like greatly.
I respect it, but yeah. Like I really expected the second one to fail, especially because the budget for the thing was $2 billion. So
are
they had
serious?
To make $2 billion to break even on it, and they made
right.
A profit. Like
I mean,
how?
I mean, I really like it. I like.
Did you like it?
I all like right. The Way of Water a lot.
That's
I
didn't see so it. Much money. Is that true?
Because I don't care about yeah. The blue people.
No, I don't care either. And I think that might have been why I liked it, because it just
and profited on $2 billion with a B dollars.
I don't know who gave it to him. Like, how do you convince
he
anyone?
He gave it to himself.
He doesn't have that kind of money. Did I say the second part of what we're doing?
No.
Oh,
you didn't.
We're recapping the Emo's Not Dead cruise.
Yeah.
That I went on. And I never left the cruise. I've been wearing this lanyard every day since the cruise. I did take the schedule off, but I still have my room key in my wallet in case I need to buy anything.
Mm.
No place in Miami took it when we got off the boat, which was frustrating.
Dang.
But
that seems like they really...
That seems like Miami.
Like, they dropped the ball on that. That was a wonderful opportunity for them.
I know. Well, before we get into our Avatar review, shall we read the synopsis of M. Night Shyamalan's live-action
yeah.
Avatar?
Yeah. Should we wait for...
The non-Netflix. Yeah, we should. Well,
okay.
Should we?
I actually have no idea what happens. I assume it's pretty much the same thing, just bad.
Yeah. Well, so while we're waiting for Sam to get back... I have never seen the animated. I've seen like probably an episode and a half altogether.
Are you?
I mean, you don't know. and I have never. I have not seen the Shyamalan one for obvious reasons.
Good, because it's awful and it sucks and it should be destroyed.
I've thought about watching it just for like just to trash on it, but then
have
I realized
never?
I can do
so...
it without doing that.
Here's the one thing about the Shyamalan version that I thought was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
So in the animated version and the new version, the only benders that are really like at a disadvantage to carry their element with them are waterbenders.
Mm.
Okay.
But in the
yeah.
M. Night version, like the Fire Nation had to have a pot of fire next to them.
Oh, okay.
Like they had to have their element with them.
Interesting.
So and
it's like
and
the only thing
okay.
that I was like, I can see where that was a good idea in the meeting.
That's interesting.
So, and then the rest of them were just like spaghetti at the wall, and it was not cooked yet.
Yeah.
If that's I told you how many conversations I have a day about about Avatar the animated version, it would probably disgust you. I have a whole group chat of just talking about Avatar.
My wife loves Avatar, so that you know that's
my
cool.
friend. The other day, I was having a rough day, and she straight up Uncle Iroh'd me.
Nice.
she just sent me a direct quote from Uncle Iroh, and I was like, I'm mad that this fixed me.
I like it.
You're going to have me some jasmine tea.
Does it ever get, I know it gets dark enough to do bloodbending, which I think is pretty sick, but does it ever get dark enough to do like,
I'm so excited for that.
To do like pull the water out of a person? Does that ever happen?
I think Katara did that too.
No, they don't ever do that, but it's implied somebody could.
It's implied that you could.
Katara does, in at one point, she finds the firebender who killed her mother.
Okay.
And she like, it's in the middle of a rainstorm, and she like stops the rain.
That's cool.
Just mid-motion.
That's cool.
And it's probably one of the coolest moments in the whole show, because she's just cool. Like, you killed my mom!
Yeah.
And the rain just stops.
And the sound design stops.
Yeah, and like, Zuko is with her, and he's just like, glad she is on my side.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's sick.
That's scary.
Spoiler for those of you that haven't watched the anime, that happens.
Yeah, like me.
No spoiler alerts. If you haven't watched it, just go watch it.
Yeah, I know. We literally own the whole thing. I should probably check it out at some point.
It's personally important to me that everybody that hasn't seen it goes and watches the animated series through.
Yeah, I can live without The Legend of Korra, but yeah, first one, definitely.
I've seen a couple. I tried to watch the whole thing, but I don't like watching TV too, but I've always gotten bored and set it down.
Yeah,
The Legend of Korra is good too. It's just different.
Yeah.
I think a lot of, from what I understand, the thing I heard most about is just, it just got weird.
Well, most people wanted an Aang part two.
Uh-huh.
And that's not, Korra's the polar opposite
she's
of Aang.
She's basically
in
Toph.
Every way.
Yeah.
No, she's different from Toph too. Toph is probably the closest to her.
Yeah.
Korra, if Aang is like more spiritual and like a little more mature from like he's 12 and he's dealing with, you know, saving the world.
Yeah.
Korra, like, is born, she, like, she finds out she's the Avatar when she's, like, 6 or something, and masters all the elements except air by the time she's, like, 16. She's brutal.
Yeah.
The whole show is brutal. Like, she gets her bending taken away for a while.
She loses her connection to the all-past, the Avatars.
Yeah, she has to figure out a lot. She goes through a lot. It's a much more brutal version.
That sounds cool.
And then they meet, like,
It is good, but you have to, like, you have to stop after Aang. Mm-hmm. You have to be like, okay,
yeah,
Aang's time is over. This is the Legend of Korra.
Yeah,
I don't feel like I'd have a problem.
She's totally
with that.
Different.
Yeah, I probably would.
I think that's what most people's problem is.
Yeah, I think I didn't grow up with it, so I don't really have any nostalgia for it.
I do a little bit, but
yeah. I think I probably will check it out at some point, but
I feel like it doesn't. It's
I'm here to peer
quite...
pressure you into it.
Okay. Got it.
For me, it's just not quite fast-paced enough. Like, they spend too much time doing fun kid stuff, and I like...
Yeah. Because they're children, Nathaniel.
Yeah, I know.
Literally, it's because they're being led by a 12-year-old.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
but
that's fair.
Technically, he's 112.
It's kind of...
He didn't do any maturing in the ice.
Semantics.
I mean, too much... There's a lot of sitting around and talking about things and just kind of, like, goofing off.
Side note on Shyamalan. I don't like his movies. But I saw an interview with him one time where he said some stuff about creativity and like making movies that I did actually really respect. Like,
and then he just didn't follow his own advice or?
Well, he does actually, because what he said was like, you know, people are going to tell you everything that they're telling him, which they're right about, which is like, yeah, your stuff sucks. You're not good at what you do. Like, you know,
Jesus Christ.
What, you know, you shouldn't be doing what you're doing. And but he was like, they're going to.
You suck at this, but do it anyway. Like,
yeah,
like, I'm gonna do a worse job from here on out.
You know,
get him on a movie with James Cameron.
You know
really
what, though? He and I'm sure this is the point that he was making. He's a household name and probably a millionaire.
Well, no, that's not
popular.
I mean, that's
Kleenex.
That's true. But like, what he was saying was like, they're gonna tell you that. But if you're passionate about what you're doing and you believe it's what you should be doing, then go do it. Because
and people freaking love The Lady in the Water. So
I don't like that one.
That's because Bryce Dallas Howard is hot. That's why.
Did you not listen to us?
Listen to it.
Did
it make it better or worse for you?
She's not the best part of that.
I don't like the movie, but listening to you guys talk about it was fantastic.
What you guys don't know is that Eddie actually writes all of our scripts.
Yeah, I've been ghostwriting this whole time.
Yeah, the ability he has to make all this sounds like it's
funny.
Like, off the cuff is incredible.
He is an absolute dictator with sticking to the script, though.
Oh my gosh. And I ad-libbed two lines last podcast.
And you just hear me go, no!
My knuckles are still bruised.
But the problem with it is that he writes stuff that sounds like ad-lib. And then, like, all the, like, weird tangents and stuff, it's like, do we have to, like, if we don't stick to it, he'll, like, take a ruler and wrap our knuckles.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like in the old churches where I'm waiting with the ruler.
I literally had 2 minutes with no dick joke, and he like slapped me on the wrist. Like.
Yeah, I was like, hey, can you stay on it today? For those curious, produced on a $150 million budget.
This is the M. Night Shyamalan version,
yes.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. And the film grossed $319.7 million worldwide.
It made a profit?
It made its money back, yeah. And then some.
Which a decent profit.
I mean, yeah, because that's before people knew it sucked, and then right. They watched it and went, why? Right. Why did we pay for this? That's
like train wrecks. It's hard to look away from.
That's true. I think. Do you think it reached that meme level? Yeah.
That's probably, like, that's not a huge, like... It's not unreasonable for an opening weekend, is what I'm trying to say. So I probably... It probably did pretty good for like the first week and then dropped off pretty sharply, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, I mean, to answer that question, The Last Airbender was originally envisioned as the first of a trilogy of films based on the three seasons of the series.
Right, like with the Netflix show, because it did get approved for season 2 and 3.
We all know that didn't happen. And it made money, and that still didn't happen.
Right.
So it probably did pretty good up front, then was like, ooh.
Here's the thing. Last Airbender fans are like Star Wars fans. You, like, fuck it up. They're going to let you know, and you're going to be, like, blacklisted from everywhere.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. The planned trilogy was ultimately scrapped. So there it is. All right. Are we ready for the plot?
Yes.
Does it look like it's going to be funny? Or is it basically just going to be a proper plot synopsis?
I don't know. Groups.
We can have
we'll make the judgment. We can put the buzzer on the table, and then if someone is not feeling it, just scream. Yeah. Scream when you want me to stop.
Eddie, you read it, and I'll judge it up as we go.
Okay, cool. All right. Centuries passed since the Fire Nation declared war on the other three nations of air, water, and earth in its attempt to conquer the world. So
does
far.
Air really count anymore since...
It did at that point.
Can't really be a nation of one.
True, but if you watch Korra, there's at least...
We're not there yet.
Yeah, so far so good. Sokka and his younger sister Katara, who live in... Yeah, I'm just gonna... Zuko, the disgraced prison...
So there's characters, more characters, angry teenager shows up.
12-year-old boy named Aang... Sorry, I'm not gonna say it. Aang... I was going to say, and his pet flying bison, Appa.
Yip, yip.
Zuko, the disgraced prince of the Fire Nation, detects the light from Aang's...
With daddy issues.
...release and arrives... Yeah, I have a lot of notes about that character in the live action one.
Oh my god!
And arrives... What? I didn't think that was...
I missed it as well.
What's that?
I missed it too.
It was just the way he said... Yeah, I have a lot of notes.
I have a lot of acting notes. I'm going to email them to Netflix.
I think we're going to disagree on a lot here. Okay, go ahead.
For a century and I don't think this is going to be funny.
Let's talk about the Netflix show, because the bar to clear was M. Night Shyamalan's live action, which is on the floor.
Miles better than the Shyamalan.
Laying on the ground. All you had to do was pick your feet up.
Yeah.
You have to sit on a chair and take it.
For those of you who don't know why it was so bad, all I've seen of it was one fight scene, and I watched the same fight scene in the cartoon. Someone on YouTube did a comparison video. They showed the cartoon one, and then they showed the live action one, and basically people have these cool elemental powers that they use to like shoot rocks at each other or like
fire,
you know,
or...
knock people off their feet with water and stuff like that.
Yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan version was literally like two people like squaring up. One person patiently waits their turn while the other person flails around like a wacky inflatable tube man at a used car lot.
It was very Final Fantasy
to like move one rock eventually.
Right. And the rock looks terrible as it's flying through the air.
Yeah,
and...
like, oh, don't get hit by the rock
I've seen the Korra crew videos.
I'm going to rage here for a second. Netflix is better in so many ways. Casting's better because Daniel Day Kim is a great Ozai, I think. Mm-hmm. And that character development is that's the one thing that's better than in the animated. I think the Ozai character is developed. Like he's more.
Is that his master?
He's a Fire Lord.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Okay. I know Io is his.
Iroh, yes.
Iroh. So, Ozark? Who'd you say?
Ozai.
Okay. I don't know who that is, but please continue.
But yeah, so. Daniel Day Kim was a good I think the casting is overall better for the Netflix one than it was And I think they're a little slightly more age appropriate. I think all the actors are too old in the other
one. Age appropriate for
sure. It's important to me that everyone knows they are children.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, like you said, the casting is obviously much more age appropriate. I think it, I mean, I'm sure
it's a kids show, but like both the live action and the cartoon are for kids.
Yeah.
But they get pretty deep.
But they do. I mean, like I said, there's blood bending and all kinds of crazy stuff.
In the cartoon, when Aang goes and finds like everyone, and the live action was good with it too. But in the cartoon, I remember when he goes and finds all the airbenders dead. That was like one of the first episodes I saw, and it is visceral.
Well, and I think the Netflix, that's the one thing, the Netflix one, that hit really hard, which I thought was, like, they had to. I'm like, if you fuck that up, it's already a black mark. Like,
is that
I like
in the pilot?
Second episode?
It must
be the pilot.
I think it's in the pilot, actually.
Because, so that's after he initially leaves, right? And then he comes back and finds everyone dead?
Yeah, when he leaves the water tribe. Yeah,
yeah, so
like
I know...
100 years later, but...
I know that...
Which those skeletons had held up good for 100 years. I gotta say.
Yeah.
He's freezing.
Sea altitude.
Fair point. I was talking about...
Healthy living.
Dry climate.
I was talking about in the pilot when... This might be what you're referring to, too, but like when he first leaves after finding he has to... You know, take the whole world on his shoulders.
Oh yeah,
and he leaves. Yeah, and then he leaves to like. So in my understanding is in the cartoon. I don't want to call it in the cartoon.
That's what I call it.
Yeah, he leaves for a different reason than he does in the live action.
He
is that
away.
Correct?
Yes.
No, he ran for the exact same reason.
Does he? I thought he got like.
No, he's running away.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
But I think like. In the show, in the live action, it seems that he's just leaving to just kind of clear his head.
Yeah, they weren't real clear on that.
And so it doesn't say,
let's head back.
Right, it doesn't hit as hard, I think. It doesn't put as much responsibility on him.
Yeah, yeah.
I see what you're saying.
He doesn't, like, he doesn't get all, like, in the animated one, he, like, freaks out.
Yeah.
And this one, he's more like, but I don't want to be the Avatar. And they're like, but you are.
I'll say this up top. A lot of my... frustrations in the performances are going to come from they feel like they're community theater performances.
Kid is not playing to the CG very well.
Shall we good, bad, and ugly this thing, boys?
I think a thing they did really good was the way they condense the episodes, like, because the book one is pretty long, and they've sort of like mashed a bunch of episodes together.
Do they call the seasons books?
Yes.
Yes.
I kind of like that.
I thought you were going to say you hate it.
Book one, water. Book two, earth. And book three, fire.
Kind of like
sick.
It.
I think it's pretty sick. There's worse things they could call.
But I really
like
how they like condense a bunch of episodes into one. I think they get through it quick and to the point, and it's like, it still makes sense.
Usually these live action things draw, like, okay, so it does the opposite of Disney Plus, where Disney Plus will take, like I was telling my friend Ahsoka, that entire arc would have been done in 3 20-minute episodes in the Clone Wars. And he's like, but it's not animated. I'm like, it doesn't matter. The writing sucks. They made 3 20-minute episodes worth of, like, out of 8 hours.
As opposed to Andor that fit, like, what, 3 story arcs in 12 episodes, but still...
Yeah.
It fit a lot in there.
But
that was sorry. That was the thing that concerned me about this. I saw it was only 8 episodes. Yeah. I'm like, dude, they did skip on some stuff, but it wasn't there was one I'll talk about, but like
they're cutting out the fluff though. They're like condensing it to like the good part.
Yeah,
I like that.
The cartoon, like you said, they do a bunch of kid stuff. I think the Netflix does a good job of like sticking to the main, like it has a little bit of that, like
cuz
they're trying to
the
like,
cabbage guy's still there.
It's the same guy, too. Did you know it's the guy that did the voice actor?
I did know that,
I don't know who the cabbage guy is.
My cabbages!
But, you know, we don't have to spend, like, 15 minutes, like, hunting for fish in the water tribe.
Right. Yeah, I think in a Nickelodeon... It's Nickelodeon, right?
Yes.
I think in a Nickelodeon show, that's something you can take more time on. How many episodes does book one have? Do you know?
Many.
Whoa. I think 24?
Is it, like, 20... It's a standard season of a kid's show.
Assistance!
Google!
Yeah, that's something that...
So it's,
We'll probably be in my bad, but yeah.
Oh, really? Because for me, it feels much more focused. Like I don't.
It does.
Maybe not bad, but just kind of.
That's why I'm finishing it, and not to disparage the cartoon, because I know people love that, but I'm actually like excited to watch the next episode of this one.
Oh, I'm excited because it already got renewed for the next 2 seasons. So
that's good.
We get to see them fight the dragons.
And I didn't think I would like it.
Book one has 20. Book two has 20. and book three has 21.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice. That's cool.
Not too bad.
That's cool. Yeah. Is it you next for good? Or how do we do this?
Sometimes we just skip oceans.
Sorry, I kind of hijacked Sam's portion of the good. Yeah. Polar bear's portion.
If you had any more, Sam.
So you're good. What was your good again? That way I don't steal it.
Just say you're good, and I'll tell you if you're wrong.
No, yeah,
I kind of already hinted at it. I think the casting is good.
Wrong!
I agree with you.
I think
it was good casting.
I like the character development of most of the characters. It feels like the animated is cool. Like, you get the point. These are all these people. But they're not as in-depth, and they're not as human, because it's a cartoon.
Right.
With this, I can relate, because they look like actual people, and they have this, like, they have emotions.
Yeah.
Like, Ozai, you see a little, he's a little bit upset that he, like, destroyed his son in a battle, but at the same time, he's, like, power, and he's, like, let him learn his lesson.
Uh-huh.
I feel like the main characters, because I don't know Zuko or Ozai's arcs in the cartoon, but I thought the cartoon was pretty good on, like, they're relatable. I never felt that, but I do think I agree with you, though. The casting here is like, I know Eddie is going to disagree with me. I think the guy who plays, I never remember his name.
Sokka. Just think Socks.
Sokka.
And then Sokka.
I think the guy who plays Sokka does like the most pitch perfect job, like
he does.
Capturing the essence of that character.
And it's funny,
he looks like him too.
They did a Comic-Con thing where they had the original voice actors and they didn't tell the cast they were going to be there. And they did. So the original voice, he's like, oh my God. And they're like, you want to do the line? And they did the line together and they sounded identical.
That's cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was so cool.
My good is the visual effects most of the time.
Besides Appa.
Yeah, besides Appa.
Appa's pretty bad.
Momo's bad too.
I think, I think if you're looking at Appa, like, he looks amazing.
No.
And then he moves.
I think it doesn't look as good in motion.
That
burp was nice.
Like, did you drink this? Because,
to your point, it's like when you're looking at, like, you know, they animated all the individual hairs and everything. Like, it's like it's high quality animation. It just doesn't look real.
Don't touch your microphone while you're talking about the hair.
Ew!
Yeah, the fur.
Mine's a short.
He wrote short that fur. In. He did that. No, you bastard.
And of course, the boots with the fur.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah. I agree with you guys. Choreography is really good. I think the costuming is really good.
Mm-hmm.
The quality of them, like, they look real. They don't look like
it doesn't look like cosplay.
They look, well, okay. Yeah,
the Fire Nation spiky things don't look like Halloween.
Yeah. I think they don't look so much like they just walked out of wardrobe, you know? Like, they look like they're worn a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think they could have been a little bit more worn.
They could have been more.
But, mm-hmm. There's that. I
but
think.
It looks like
The Kyoshi Warriors. They did a fucking amazing job. Like, yeah. The makeup, the whole deal. Like,
uh-huh. How'd you feel about that?
She's fucking hot.
Yeah, right. I knew that you and I were gonna be on the same page there.
I don't think there's really anything else good that I liked about it.
Oh my god!
And that's it.
No, that's
everything else. Awful. We're skipping bad. Ugly.
No, you know what? What is it? Ko?
Yeah.
Ko? Is it just KO?
I don't know how it's spelled. Cole, read things.
That was really cool. I thought he was sick.
The face, yeah. Okay,
that design
and
like
that
the visual effects on it.
Was at my place. I fell asleep.
Oh, dude,
he's so much scarier that he's eating souls.
He looks like
in the animated series, if you show emotion, he steals your face.
Oh, interesting.
So like when Aang talks to him, he can't show any emotion because he like.
Well, that actor's not very good at it anyway, so it doesn't. Really
yeah, matter. Don't do anything. Like, that might be why they changed it. But if you like make a face, he'll steal your face away.
That's cool. Yeah, okay. I thought when he showed up, I was like, whoa.
I think he's so much scarier that he just like steals souls and like puts them in the refrigerator
just whenever he wants. Yeah. Like, yeah,
he looks like a sleep token character.
What's the name of the spider in Lord of the Rings?
I was gonna say Shelob.
Shelob. Yeah, that character design when he showed up, I was like, whoa. Well, because when he initially is showing up in their visions and it's just a dude with face paint on and he just kind of rushes at the camera, I was like, okay, that's.
I was still
easy Slenderman
disturbed by that.
Okay, well, good. Yeah, I mean, like.
I was like, that Gene Simmons looking guy's scary.
That's thing. The live action's better. It's much darker in that sense.
Yeah.
Because it was originally a kid's show, but now they're trying to, like, the Netflix audience is everybody. So they have to, like, you can't just, like, repeat.
If you're trying to appeal to kids of this generation, it's not going to work.
No.
Yeah. Correct. But when he showed, I was like, that's like some, like, out of, like, deep Star Wars lore, like, or, like, Lord of the Rings type character design. I thought that was really good. And I think that's it. So continue.
He looks scary.
I'm very happy with the pacing of it. And the first episode of a show is usually like the worst, and in this one I feel like the first episode actually like really
it hooked you good.
It hooked me good. Yeah,
it really did its job, and on to the bad.
See, I'm glad that
you guys already hit on all my other
we all kind of I feel like this is a lot more positive than we were all thinking it was going to be.
Absolutely.
Because I'm like, oh God, here we go again. Shyamalan's going to,
he's going to curse it or something.
I was like, the bar is on the floor, but it could still be at knee level.
Here is my bad.
Yeah, go for it.
And this is probably just a personal problem.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Child actors drive me up a wall.
Yep.
It's not his fault, because he is a literal 12-year-old, but like, he does not have a great time acting to the CG.
Yeah.
The other actors all do a pretty good job of acting to the CG.
Yeah.
On the green screens around them, but he just like,
remember though, he's the only airbender, so he had nobody to reference. Other than the actual animated.
Yeah, that's not an excuse.
No. They're all playing to CG.
Right, but the movements are different for airbending than the rest, I feel like.
He's talking about literally just performance. Performance.
No, I'm not talking about like...
Not physicality. I'm talking about
his... I see what Oceans is saying, though. It's like, it looks kind of goofy when he's flying around. It's like, whoa!
Because there's nothing really to put around him, right.
Talking about that. I think they did a pretty good
job. You're talking about his actual, acting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like... It's very obvious that he is a kid, and this is like one of, if not his one of, first. It's his first thing, because like in CG, like they are sitting on a thing,
and there's
green or a blue screen around them,
and there's
probably
there's a guy in front of them with like ping pong balls on his his body, and he's got like a big taped face of Cole on his head, and they're going talk to the thing on his head, like
it's very obvious that he is acting to a thing instead of he's just a kid.
Well, and that's another thing,
and that's my only bad is just like it irks me to see that.
And so the thing
I know he's doing his best.
Does he get any older in the animated?
No,
right, and so that's
I mean he ages about a year, maybe two.
Yeah, so because I was gonna say like
it one could... year he's 13 at the end.
Okay, I was gonna say like it could be like a Harry Potter thing where like in the first movies, I don't think they're very good actors, but they get better. But he's not really gonna be able to.
Well, his acting can get better.
Right,
the character doesn't act
well with experience.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah,
but like right now, that's my only bad is he is irksome to me because he's so.
And that might
overacting at things,
and that might be on purpose too.
You think?
I don't know that it's on purpose.
Like,
I think
be
he's
more
just
animated.
A kid.
It might have been like maybe he's difficult, like for the director. Like maybe the director had to like work with him extra. Like
maybe.
It's a TV show. Is it all directed by the same person, or is there?
They had different director.
They had a different director. That's my bad's gonna play into that. But
Yeah.
But that's my only really like standout bad, and it's. Probably a personal problem that I just need to get over.
No, it's not. I agree.
Excellent.
So
it doesn't. I'll put it in my ugly.
Did we just become best friends?
It doesn't bother me at all, just because he's a kid, and I feel like he captures Aang's spirit. Like he's very bubbly and fun.
I think he's doing a good job. He's just a kid.
Well, he's not doing a good job, but
it's sort of like it sort of takes me out of it every time he has to like have a big reaction.
Yeah,
it kind of takes me out of every time he's on screen.
You just gotta accept it for what it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to bounce off of that a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
A couple things. They fucked up one really important scene, and it really bothered me.
Secret tunnel?
Fuck the secret tunnel, goddammit!
Right? How did they mess that up so bad?
What's she going to make? Was it going to go Alabama? She going to make out with Sokka? What the fuck's happening here? Like, they totally fucked that up.
They just sort of... Something got lost in translation.
They're just singing Secret Tunnel in the background, and I was like, no, Secret Tunnel deserves more respect.
Maybe in this day and age, they were afraid they'd get, like, canceled for having children kissing on screen. I don't know.
Oh,
do they kiss in the...
Katara and Aang, yeah.
I don't know what y'all are
talking about.
Because
it's all about love to get out, you know?
Well, okay.
I don't know.
Dog.
Oh, so it's like the Pennywise tunnel at the end.
I just kind of playing in the background. Because I was like, I heard them like while they're talking, and I was like, wait, they're already doing the song? I was like, oh, maybe they'll do like the verse twice, and then we'll have the... But they talk over like the drop. I feel like Secret Tunnel is like one of the weirdest like bangers ever because it just I love that freaking song.
And the casting of the guy, the musician guy. So it's a song. I think that was fucked too because that guy in the animated is fucking tall and slender.
Yeah,
and this guy's fucking portly and
he's just he's a freaking hippie. They're all hippies.
I know, that's but what he's, makes them so good. But he's fat. In the live action.
I didn't care about that.
I think sometimes that can change, but
that didn't bother me at all, actually.
If it bothers you. Yeah, which I do want to say really quick.
You're not wrong.
Just because I didn't like it, and I, you know, I didn't appreciate a lot of things about it. I didn't think it was very good. I don't want that to take away from, like, if you guys loved it, if you guys are listening out there and you loved it, don't let what I'm saying ruin your experience. Like, if you like something, that's great. Genuinely.
I feel like people
but
are
also
satisfied.
Take my opinion seriously, and it is the final answer in all your questions.
Yeah, I feel like people are satisfied.
You're wrong, but I'll love you anyway.
Everybody was skeptical because of how bad Shyamalan fucked it up.
Sure.
Sorry, yeah. I can't. When we were watching it, Eddie was like, yeah, the guy playing Sokka is pretty bad. And I was like, you're so wrong!
Yeah, that's so good.
Sorry if I kind of came
No, like, it's okay. It's okay.
The best cast and actors in it are the dude playing Ozai, whose name I never remember.
Daniel Day Kim.
The guy that plays Iroh.
He's pretty great.
Don't know his name.
And Sokka.
Yes.
Okay.
Those are the best three castings, I think.
Okay.
And back to that casting.
Like,
the guy that plays Zuko. I get that Zuko's a little bitch in season one, but this guy is like making it like...
He's like a diva.
Yeah.
He's really annoying.
Yeah, that's how Zuko kind of was.
Zuko is it.
Right, but I think it's...
Yeah, but it's
I think
how
it's,
he's doing it.
But I think it's in a cringy way.
Like, Zuko didn't kinda seem like, whiny. He seemed angry and pissed off. This guy seems more whiny.
He's
kind of
going
like,
Anakin on him.
Oh my god, I'm not getting what I want.
Okay, so my bad. Strap in, folks.
Oh god.
I listen.
We're just
I,
now getting to Eddie's.
Strap
I
on, folks.
I don't think... Yeah. I don't... Okay.
The build-up, man.
I do agree that the casting of them, I think they look great. I think they look like the animated characters, especially Sokka. I think he looks dead on, like his face shape, his, you know, all that kind of stuff. I just, because, and I think I said this when we were watching it, I think what bothered me so much about his performance is that everyone else feels so flat. And so for him to be just pulling jokes out left and right.
He did so well that everybody else looks bad.
Right. And so for him to just be like joking left and right and like saying like dumb little quips and stuff left and right, I think I found it annoying.
Well, he is annoying.
He is annoying.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So
he's pretty annoying in the beginning of the animated series too.
He's incredibly. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that I think also just facial expressions. I think these people just don't have them down. Like, not even the kids. Not even just the kids. I think like some of
Of Iroh's things were. I'm like, he's great and all, but there were things. I'm like,
He's good, but like, yeah, some of them. But yeah, I also have a problem with Zuko. Every time he comes on screen, I just don't take him seriously at all. I think mostly my issues just came down to performances. I think a lot of them just like
they're not great.
Yeah, I have a lot of issues with Katara's line delivery. I think it's kind of just not there. Like the way she says things, they very much have just like because I don't know if anyone here has done theater. But yeah, they have the cadence of community theater and like they have like the way they deliver their lines, like they have like that the way they say things. I don't know how to describe it, but it's just like,
yeah,
I think
the inflection
that's the word. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. So I think that was just kind of distracting to me. I think it's also just because I have no connection to the animated. I didn't watch even the Shyamalan one. Like I don't really have any connection to it.
See, I feel like that would almost be an advantage though, because you don't have that expectation of this is what the animated looked like. Are you
that's
nothing
fair.
To compare it to? Like,
yeah. Oh, that's another, maybe it belongs in Ugly, but, you know, I'll save it for Ugly. Yeah. I think that's my bad mostly.
Eddie's bad's ugly for me, but I it doesn't actually bother me personally.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Bad acting is just not, it doesn't take me out of it too bad unless it's like,
okay.
Unless it actually like has, it takes away from the characters.
Yeah.
Which I don't really feel like it does in this.
Does dialogue, bad dialogue bother you more than bad acting?
Yeah.
Because I think that's also.
If it doesn't really take away from the characters, like if it feels to me like the characters would just say something like, and that's why like Sokka's acting doesn't bother me, is because he's actually doing what he's supposed to.
Yeah. Like, and I don't have an issue with the dialogue in this. I think it's fine.
Yeah, no, the dialogue's good.
Yeah. I think that's why Shyamalan movies bother me so much, because they're both coming in together.
My bad is episode 3. So Eddie, you would have a field day.
Oh, geez.
Episode 3 is bad.
Okay.
On one hand, I was like, oh, it's cool. Like, the first episode wasn't the worst one. And then on the other hand, I was like, It was a, but I'm pretty sure it was a different writer, and it was definitely a different director than the first two episodes were.
Yeah. Did you say it's the Attack of the Clones of the series?
No, because I like Attack of the Clones.
You're wrong, but okay.
I'm gonna walk past that one.
But there's like the I don't like the characters in it. The characters that I do like, their actors are like really bad. It becomes very quippy, like very.
Yes.
It becomes very Disney Star Wars. Like I.
Yeah. So what is it about? Just like quickly.
They go to the Earth Kingdom, and then it's actually kind of an interesting story.
Is that the one with Omashu?
Yeah. I don't remember.
The crazy king guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that they do at the end of the episode, yeah, but I think all of his stuff happens in episode 4.
Is that the one they meet the mechanic or the inventor guy?
Yeah, they meet the mechanic guy, and then so when she and her like little like insurgent friends are fighting the Fire Nation, and everything, they're just like it becomes so quippy, and the fight choreography was. It was like good at first, like when he's swinging his like hook swords around and everything. I was like, "Dang, that's pretty cool!" And then all of his merry men come in, his band of misfit friends.
I think it was fair, yikes!
Even in the animated, that's very Naruto. That kind of they styled it that way.
I don't like that stuff.
No, me neither. But it was accurate in the live action because that's how it is.
Yeah, well, it went from like in the first episode we're watching people get burned alive and it's pretty like visceral. It's
brutal.
And then it goes to like
it is. You're right.
We're lost boys, every last one of us.
Yeah,
kind of like
for sure.
That's how it is though. Like they're like comic relief, but they turn out to be like anti-hero bad guys.
Yeah.
So you just don't like that.
I just don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's worse than ugly for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
I think my ugly might actually be that I just. Kind of get taken out of the show every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, I feel like if it was, like, I said my good was the pacing of it and how they're putting everything together. But, like, because I grew up with the animated version.
Sometimes it's too fast.
Yes. Sometimes it's just like a quick, just like snap and they're at the next thing.
Right? Yeah.
And sometimes that takes me out of it because I'm just like, well.
You know what? There's a couple parts where I noticed that not remembering how it goes in the cartoon. So I think in some places they do just kind of
snap too quick to the next thing.
That is my ugly is that it's just like sometimes they miss. They didn't like they needed to make a transition piece.
Yeah.
We need to see
a shot of like the
Appa flying
or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Or more. I don't know if do they have like establishing shots of the locations. I feel like they don't, at least not in the episodes I saw. Like, just a drone shot of something.
Maybe the Northern Water Tribe?
Kind of. So in the first episode, they do... Like, when they go back to Southern Air Temple, they show you the out, like a wide shot because, you know, they're showing you how it's changed, basically.
Thank you.
It's probably the joy bus. Oh, yeah, there's that sludge. Oh, it's fighting.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know that they really do a lot of establishing shots. You just sort of are there.
Yeah. And I think that might... Yeah, what?
I don't know that establishing shot of the airbending place in like the first episode was pretty.
Yeah, well, that's the one he was talking about.
Oh, yeah, but like after that, they just sort of are places.
But maybe just
that is true.
Putting in something like that might be helpful. Yeah.
Whereas in like the animated version,
oh, is that what I should have done? Oh, I held it like down here below the mic.
I did too until I realized. I was like, what am I doing?
I think in the animated series, they do a good job because Appa flies into places. So you get sort of the aerial view of somewhere.
They didn't have that shot at all, which was disappointing.
Yeah.
They didn't really have any...
I mean,
you're saying in the animated they do
in
that?
In the animated, that's like the classic, we're at a new place, is Appa flies in.
Yeah, you get a lot of POVs from Appa's perspective too, which is cool.
That would be great, yeah.
Well...
I think they even do an episode where you go from Momo's perspective.
We do a lot of baking here on Bear Attack. We make bear claws. And when we review something...
We're still on Ugly, dude.
Is he going to do
Ugly?
Oh,
are we still...
We're still on Ugly.
I thought we did it already.
Are you going to do Ugly?
I have a couple quick
I feel like
uglies.
I've nailed my Ugly.
So I'm going to just piggyback off of yours. There was two things that took me out.
That was such a good transition.
The lead lady, the older one on the Kyoshi Island. I guess he's the mom, whatever.
Sure. I don't think she has a name.
She has it.
The mom lady
and the chick that plays June. They were both in Teen Wolf. That was the mother-daughter thing there. So every time I see them, I'm like, well, fuck. Now I'm out of it because I just picture them as that.
That happens sometimes. That happened with me with Christopher walking in Dune.
And then
it's like seeing Ewan McGregor in anything that's not Star Wars. You're just like Obi-Wan.
You don't belong here.
The other ugly part of me.
Hello there.
One time the CGI bothered me is when Aang gets taken over by the ocean spirit and he becomes the ocean It just didn't look
In the first episode?
No, the last
Oh, when, see, we haven't
when
seen
the,
that.
When Zhao
we
kills
begin
the other...
at the end.
Yeah, you haven't been there.
The Marleys were dead to begin with.
You'll see.
I know that reference.
I think I have seen what you're talking about,
actually.
That's a Christmas Carol, right?
It is.
Okay.
Have you seen that one? The last episode?
Christmas Carol is one of the best stories of all time.
And Christmas Carol? The water, blah, blah. And...
I have seen live action.
I don't think I've seen
okay,
the
Elbow. Well, anyway, you'll see. It doesn't look quite right.
I think okay. I know what you're talking about. I think...
Well, it's hard to... I imagine it's
might
pretty hard
it
to make a bipedal...
They went dark.
...opposal thumb catfish.
Sure.
So the thing they did with it... You know how you set a
color... child in the middle.
You know how you...
yeah.
You know how you set a color palette when you're going to film things? This is our color scheme?
Yeah.
They kind of went... They kind of went
like
with that.
Like a look-up...
Because I'm colorblind.
So in the animated... The moon does change the color, whatever. But the creature he becomes is lighter... Like, it's like clear water. And this one, it's dark ocean. It's a more realistic looking. But
yeah.
It took away from it for me for some reason. I don't know what it just, I'm like, that don't look right. But
yeah.
That was my one ugly with the the rest of the CGI,
it's
I'm
not
like,
bad
that's
ugly.
Pretty freaking cool,
it's pretty
actually.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get like the blurry effect of like behind a fireball. You get like the smoke and you get like a.
Yeah.
All that
they
kind
really
of stuff.
Did do a lot of good CG situations.
Yeah.
Like they
yeah,
really
they
put
did.
A lot into the CG.
Yeah, and like
sometimes the backgrounds are a little too
sometimes
I mean,
the green screen's pretty noticeable.
I was gonna
yeah.
say there's some very
the
clear
off.
Green screen stuff.
They weren't gonna
but...
get it all right.
I know some YouTubers that like they do some green screen stuff and you look at the lighting, it's like, how did they chroma key this or whatever it's called, and
how long
like
did they
spend like did they just rotoscope all this by hand or something? And then
that
and,
would be such a
Avatar's not that way.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's this rule in film. If you have children on your set, like under 18, they can only work a certain amount of hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
They have to have a tutor, and they have to have time in the day to go to school.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
interesting.
And most of the cast is under 18.
Are they?
And it's gotta be hell.
Oh, yeah. That...
They really are age appropriate then. I thought they were all over 18.
No, I think
they were
pretty
they
sure.
They just looked young. Cause...
There's a good... The cast actually looks like they're...
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
the cast looks
yeah.
way better than Shyamalan. 100%.
But I mean, that's the reason that they have like 30-year-olds playing teenagers is because
right.
they don't have those rules.
That's fair. I didn't ever even thought of that. Yeah.
That's why in...
Spider-Man.
Except for the one. The one that plays June, she's like 42, but she's like ridiculously Asian, so they just don't age.
Gosh, what is
ridiculously
the Full
Asian.
House? That's the one in San Francisco. Yes.
Yeah.
That's the reason Mary-Kate and Ashley play one girl because they could rotate them out for hours.
Right.
Oh.
And they went through hell on that production.
So many.
Correct.
That's probably why they refused to do the sequel. But
yeah. Yeah, they brought in some, I think they brought in like showrunners. Or like at least creative team from the original series.
They did for like one episode, then they were like, "We're not doing this."
Right.
You're
and
wrong.
So they
which
did
I
rings...
thought was like that was the end of it. I was like, "It's going to be Netflix's Witcher. It's going to be everything on."
Yeah. So they did a Lord of the Rings of Power thing where the creative team started going, "Hey, you're doing this wrong," and they were like, "All right, well, you're fired." Like they, so that you know, Kiss of Death for.
I mean, at least they gave them the opportunity to be involved. Like,
I guess,
Shyamalan
but
didn't
like,
even...
did they ever like pivot back though? Because it seems
I think
like
they kind of came back towards the end. And they saw that
it doesn't because it doesn't feel like Rings of Power.
Oh no, it's not on that level.
Yeah,
but I like. Yeah, I mean,
maybe
I
the creative team just wasn't willing to like in the first episode when you see all the airbenders and everything. Maybe they were like, "That's not how the animated show goes," and they were like, "Get out."
From what I have seen, it seems like a very visually light show. Is that right?
I restarted my
most of the time, like visually, like brightly lit.
Yes,
and,
in
it's
the
a
animated
kid's show.
Yes.
Like I think this series could have, like the live action maybe could have benefited from bringing the lighting up a little bit.
That was my point with the thing creature in the episode you haven't seen yet. That's what I was like it's more real because the water's dark like the ocean, but in the animated it's like. Almost a teal color.
I'm going to give Avatar The Last Airbender live action 7.27 bear claws out of 10.
You know what's funny? You
say
that.
7.62.
Stupid.
No.
No?
I'm not going to give it to you.
Oh, come on.
I've made my decision.
He's the king now. Okay. I agree.
Out of 10.
7, warm hug. I'm not disappointed by it as much as I thought I was going to be.
So out of 10, I mean... I haven't seen the whole thing. I don't really care about it very much.
Oh my God.
From what I have seen...
If I didn't do this stupid podcast with Nate's stupid friends...
How far did you get?
Sorry, what did Panda give
Like seven.
Seven? Okay.
So I've seen episode one. So very quickly, a YouTuber I watch, he has a series called First and Last. He watches pilot and finale. That's I watched cool. that.
Okay. Nothing in the middle?
So, nothing in the middle.
Because the finale, that. Like, yeah. I think makes
that's
it.
That's a cool idea.
It made me want more.
Yeah. So I watched that. So I've seen pilot and finale. I've seen a couple in the middle that we watched today. I'm going to go, like, gosh, I'm going to go 4.5.
Oof.
Sting.
I'm going 4.5.
Which is just 9 out of 20.
And a 4 from the Russian judge.
I'm doing the math. So
I feel like he's the food critic from Ratatouille.
I'm going to 7 out of 10. I feel like it's real good.
Nice.
We have a really good consensus if somebody would get on board.
It's not.
I'm on the choo-choo train, bro.
Oh, man.
We got the good stuff.
I feel bad, but I just can't. I can't say anything else.
It's not for Eddie.
It's not for Eddie.
Yeah, it's just not for me.
It's not like I feel like you have to see it, but if you're interested in it, it's pretty good.
Yeah. So tallying all that up, 25.77.
What's the average?
Average? Oh, shoot.
So divide by 4.
Okay.
Your 4 is really going to take the wind out of our sails.
Thank God you
told me
how to do that, because I was like, I don't know.
I hate math.
Median mode. Median mode.
The last airbender doesn't get to take home 25 bear claws.
Dang, I was like, that feels like a lot.
The animated might, but not this one.
Yeah, okay, so my calculator here says 6.442.
Oh, okay.
So that's Last Airbender. We're getting it like a 6, which is fair. Way better than I expected.
So we're doing a new thing on Bear Attack. We are going to do ad reads for people that don't sponsor the show because
quick question. Does it have to be a real like thing?
No.
Okay, because I just got a funny idea.
Because they're not sponsoring us, so you can do whatever you want.
Do it.
But the sponsor of let me try that again. The brand that is not sponsoring this episode today is Emo's Not Dead.
Wow.
And Emo's Not Dead makes merch that is premium emo fit, and I gotta tell you, I'm wearing it now. Mm-hmm. It is some of the most comfortable merch I've ever worn. They made it as an alternative to band merch that's kind of crappy, so they wanted to give emos really high quality merch, great designs. You can have like some of the old school like kind of scene shirts, or you can have something that looks a little bit more mature to show how you've aged along with your emo phase. That's not a phase.
I was gonna say, it's to show that it was not a phase.
Exactly. So you can have...
It's not just a phase, Mom. Because I got your picture and I'm coming with you.
It's just a phase, Mom. I'm 40.
It's super comfortable, you guys. It's really good merch. The quality is super... normally, like, this shirt, like, you can see it's got lots of, like that skull there. Is, like,
yeah.
It has barely any lines. Any other, like, a lesser shirt, that would be gone by now. Because I've washed this thing a couple times.
Yeah.
And you're only supposed to wash it on cold with tears. And I use tap water, and I wash it on warm. And it's still holding up very well, so. And it's...
That's funny.
Every shirt has a premium emo fit.
Wow.
Which means it's going to fit your emo body if you're a fat emo, if you're a skinny emo. Some emos are jacked now.
It's true. Like, it's
the glow
weird.
Up is real. Good for you. High school is gone, and so is your.
Yeah,
Nate, bod. That wasn't very emo of you.
You have nice biceps.
High school never ends.
No, the phase never ends. High school's gone.
Nate, you have We're nice biceps. It.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate.
You're
that.
Good. You're. I would say. Yeah.
Frickin' A.
Actually, better.
Thank you. Okay, I feel
unscripted.
I needed that reality check. Thank you. Our emo's not dead journey began at the airport. Where we flew to
which airport?
The Flagstaff Airport. Pulliam?
Wait, hold on. You flew from Flag to Phoenix, yeah?
We flew from Flag to Dallas-Fort Worth.
It went that... Whoa.
Yeah, they do direct now. We had dinner at Applebee's, and Garrett and I weren't trying to get too lit on this trip because we wanted to remember it.
Right.
So, and also...
Also, you have to make it
not that
to your flights and stuff.
I don't... Yeah. I won't go on about it. I was not... On this, I've not been in a good financial situation before or since this trip. So I'm like pinching pennies and
pinching pennies in the face. Please, Governor, I only need 10 pence for me puppy's operation.
The Applebee's at the airport was like wicked busy, and so our server was just like, he felt like really bad that he took so long to get to us, which didn't seem that long to us, but he was like, he just kept apologizing and everything. And he's like,
"That's nice.
We just ordered an appetizer because we're pinching pennies." And he goes, He's like, are you sure you guys don't want anything else? And we're like, no, we're good. And he's like, no drinks? It's like, no, no drinks. He's like, they're on me. Like, just get some drinks on the house.
Dude,
what a guy. Shit.
So we're like, what do you recommend? And he's like, we make this jalapeno margarita.
Oh, geez.
And we had jalapeno margaritas for free.
Was it? Were they good?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
I thought you learned your lesson with spicy things. But
I am a jalapeno boy. And
okay, fair enough.
It felt like... It was just the perfect...
It got you hammered, but it also spiced your life up a little?
We were like, is this going to be this trip? Is this for...
That's a fucking great start.
Is this a good omen? And it turns out that it was.
Nice.
That... I want to go next time.
But nice. I will say, so one of my friends was like, I feel like a cruise and fun is like the completely opposed to the spirit of emo. And to that, I said... I think that like
emos have fun; they just cry a lot.
Yeah, the whole like the whole fun, point of like it. Like joy is an emotion, or right. Well, maybe not strictly speaking, but happiness is an emotion, and
joy
like,
is also a person.
Yes, but experiencing like good emotions and everything, it's like you want to like eventually like you know stay emo. It's not a phase, mom, but you want to like kind of mature with it. Yeah. And everything. And it's like,
you
can
be
yeah,
cool.
We're all,
you can be cool too.
We're the young guys in our like at 30 years old. Like we're like some of the youngest people on the cruise,
yeah,
which is really weird. Like we're the class, like we're our parents now, which is kind of weird to think about. But, so it's like, we've all grown up a little
look
bit
at us and say we're old.
I mean, I work with kids at the rec center. I could be their dad. It's very sad.
Yeah. Mm. So we're old now. We're cruising. We're still listening to our crazy music. We get to like, the terminal to get on the ship, and everyone there, like I was the least tattooed person outside of like one other person who had no tattoos.
Nice.
And we bumped into like one a guy in the elevator, and I saw his like badge said crew on it, and I was like, so is it like you're surrounded by all your people now or whatever? He was like, dude, normally I see someone that's like tattoos, like black clothes. You're one of mine. And he's like, I can't tell. Like, I can't find my crew members half the time. I'm like, no, because they just blend in with the crowd.
Could probably do crew stuff. Like,
I mean, fair. Yeah, that's funny though.
Yeah, yeah. It was. The people watching was second to none. There was.
Yeah.
Everyone on that boat was a character.
Dude, literally, when I hang out with 2Gs, we literally go to places just to people watch. That's literally like.
Dude, you would not believe. Like, there's so there was this one dude, he had gauges at one point in his life, but his earlobes broke off.
Yeah.
Oh.
Holy fuck!
This guy will come back into the story later.
Okay.
If you're listening. Dude, I love you, man.
yeah, I'm sorry for my visceral reaction.
So it's nasty. But so he's walking around with his like ears just dangling. And I'm just like, wow, we are not in Kansas anymore, Toto.
Yeah.
First thing we do, we get on the boat. We're walking around. They've got these.
Step one of cruising. Get on the boat. Get on
we
the
go
boat.
To the bar. They've got these emo themed drinks, and they all have funny descriptions. So they had a black Russian, which is a white Russian without the heavy whipping cream.
That sounds gross.
And the description was vodka rules dude, but spelled like HTML rules dude from the Devil Wears Prada song.
That's funny.
Good
for them.
And
was it black?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just Kahlua and vodka. So yeah.
Oh.
So we ordered an ocean. We ordered an Ocean Avenue, which is a blue drink, and I can't remember what's in it, but it was fruity and it had rum.
I would assume it has some blue curacao in it or something, because that's what makes it blue.
It was very good. It's also like one shot of rum, so it's not like super hardcore. But
oh yeah, no, they were looking for you to buy lots.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
But I'm a lightweight, so it went to my head pretty quick. And we're walking around the ship. We walk up these stairs. We're just taking it all in. Like, this is the boat,
and this is the room.
We walk on the ship, and I just hear like someone screaming like from the void or whatever, and it freaked me out for a second until I realized it was a screamo song playing on. So we're in this really nice ship.
Oh.
The entire cruise, they're just playing like screamo and emo music. Like,
yeah, because they're normally used to foo-foo fucking fancy old people. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Be My
yeah.
Escape by Reliant K played a bunch of times, and that was kind of what I grew up with, was like the Christian like punk pop. Mm-hmm. So that made me really happy.
Cool.
We go up these stairs. And this redheaded dude with like this little mustache and like neck tattoos like comes walking down, and we just kind of like freeze for a second.
Wait, was it?
And Garrett's like, "Is that Aaron Gillespie?" And we're just kind of like, And he and his wife like just kind of like sneak by us a little bit and like keep on walking. And Garrett's like shaking because Aaron's like his hero.
Oh my gosh!
And
that's
we're
cool.
Like, That was Aaron Gillespie. And that's like, you know, within the first like half an hour.
You said short little redhead. I thought Matty Mullins.
No. Who was on the cruise that I didn't expect to be there? Do you guys know, what's his name? I think it's Matthew Davis. He does the like church accidentally hires a metal drummer videos.
Yes.
He was on the cruise.
Dope. That's
cool. So I got a picture with him. Yeah,
I watched one of his videos and I was like, shit, yeah, if that ever happened, like people would like start bursting into flames.
He and his wife were on the cruise. He's super cool.
Nice.
I didn't realize I'm not following him because I think that you and Garrett just send me so many of his videos that I thought I was following him.
Might as well be following him, yeah.
Yeah, so I follow him now, but I like went up to him at like we were having lunch and I was like, are you the guy? And he was, I said, are you the Church Hires a Metal Drummer guy? He was like, yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That was the one thing I was like, he's going to meet so many people. Like,
yeah. I met all the ABR dudes. I've met them before, but
we ran into JB in Tucson on the street.
Going
to dinner in his flip-flops.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, I ran into all the ABR guys. The only one I didn't talk to was Brent, because the only time I saw him, he was, like, on a mission. Jake was, like, I don't know if Jake was just, like, you know, just not super social or what's going on. Jake, it seems like Jake had something kind of going on.
Yeah, But with a whole heart, I mean, we know his background, kind of heart support, divorce. I'm sure he's not.
Jake might have been emo on the emo cruise.
He may be because he's got to be social on stage. That's his persona. Maybe he's.
Yes. And he was. Life. Jake played amazing. And every time we saw him, he was like super cool. He wasn't ever like rude to us. Mm-hmm. He just seemed like his mind was elsewhere.
He was in his zone.
He did. I like went to like high five him one time while he was walking by at like 2 a.m. at like this karaoke like thing. And he just like. I was just expecting a high five, and he like just stopped and like held my hand, which was really cool.
Of him. Never wash that hand again.
Never washing this hand again.
Yeah. My best Jake story is I went him at a show one time, and I was wearing an NF hat, and he was like, "Can I take a picture of your hat?"
Not you and I, but of your hat.
Yeah. It's like, I just want a picture of your hat that I could buy anywhere.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You're just
like,
fuck it, you're giving me a request, I'm going to fulfill that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, but he's a big NF fan. Nice. And it was like a couple days before The Search came out. But nice. We ran into Dustin Davidson, the bassist of ABR, at breakfast.
The multi-tool, yes.
Yeah, it was a... I was kind of shaken after that because he's kind of the only person other than Matt Greiner that I actually like went up to and was like, "Hi, I'm Nate," like, and everything. But for the most part, I kind of just like admired people from afar. But like,
I was gonna say he'd be the one where you go, "Hey, you got any songwriting advice?" Because he's the multi-tool.
No, I'm not gonna do that with any of those guys.
I mean,
unless like we were like if we were like actually stuck together and like we got to having like a conversation that was going to go on for a while.
Okay, so it wasn't kind of like that. It was just like passing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We just thought, well, like he was getting breakfast. I mean, we were in line together, but I wasn't going to like hold up his day or anything like that. But the bassist from Senses Fail was like at every show we went to, just like in the background. And he wasn't like, you know, like, crowd surfing, like some of the band guys would go crowd surf and mosh with everyone and whatnot. He was just kind of like enjoying the show or whatever, but you would turn around and there'd be Jason from Senses Fail, and he was always wearing like a striped white shirt. Most of the time when I noticed him, it was someone on stage was like, "Hey, that's Jason from Senses Fail," and he'd just be like there. He was almost always eating something, and he'd just be like, "Hi everyone."
You probably didn't sleep a whole lot.
No, well, because they would do shows at 11:30 every night in the Spinnaker Lounge on the top deck.
The pool deck?
No, the pool deck was like the main stage.
Oh, okay.
Which was really cool.
I figured they'd close out the night of the pool deck, but...
No, they do like a chill acoustic show in the Spinnaker Lounge. And we would all go get a pretty good buzz going and just watch.
That's the emotional emo shit.
Aaron Gillespie, like just him, a kick drum and an acoustic guitar. Holy crap. If you ever get the chance... You gotta see it.
I think that must be kind of nice, though, actually, because, like, having concerts.
Concerts, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I wore my earplugs everywhere. Yeah,
hey. I brought mine with me today, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
Having that at,
I'm
like,
wearing
11...
them now, because I never left the cruise.
Yeah. 11:30.
You still have a ringing in your ears.
I just have... Well, no, because I wore my earplugs.
Yeah.
But I have them on my lanyard here with, nice. like, my badge, and I had my the schedule and it
what?
Is.
What?
So we'll talk about it. Okay. Yeah. What were you saying?
Well, I was just going to say 11:30 at night, I'm initially like, yeesh, but like I normally with concerts, I'm like, we have to drive to Phoenix and then we have to drive back to Phoenix and there's travel and like,
I'll drive up here for a show any day. That venue is awesome.
Yeah. It was exhausting because it's almost like if you like flew to Phoenix and then you got a hotel and then for the next 4 days you went to like a show every day.
Right. But on the cruise, you can just leave.
Yeah. Just go to bed. And like, the difference was is like, it wasn't like back to back shows. Sometimes it was like on the pool deck. I sat in the pool while, The Devil Wears Prada played, and then Under Oath went on right after them. That was kind of cool. I didn't stay for Under Oath's whole show that
sitting
time,
in a pool while you listen to it, like...
It was pretty cool.
That sounds sick.
Some girl, I was going to say, because they had multiple stages, so you could have, like, multiple bands playing at once. You just pick and choose. Like,
yeah. Some drunk girls kind of ruined that one for me, because they were taking up all the space, but...
Fair enough. Just quick, how was, like, the sound quality of everything?
It was really good. It depended on who mixed. So Matt Cutshull, who started Emo's Not Dead, his band Your Broken Hero had like the best mix ever. And I got to talk to his sound engineer at a different show. Nice. They were just like, that's the guy who mixes Matt's sound. And he also has a band. And so I went up and introduced myself to him. But he was, what band is he in?
It's always cool to talk to
Brace Yourself. He's in a band called Brace Yourself if you want to check them out. But Your Broken Hero sound guy. But and they're from Arizona. They're from Tucson.
Nice. That's cool.
But
good. Came out of Tucson. Nice.
Yeah. And
that's part about Tucson.
His thing was, I was like, because Your Broken Heroes mix was perfect. Even like I actually took my earplugs out for it because it wasn't too loud.
Nice.
And he was like, I just don't overcomplicate it. I kind of just make sure that everything's mic'd up properly and don't do a whole lot of post processing.
Oh, so he's me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I hate like, people, like, don't even use real amps on stage anymore, which I get. But I'm like, also, like, you're missing something. Like, the digital stuff is cool, like Kempers and whatever, but I'm like, it's...
It can be done perfectly. It can also be done bad.
Yeah, like, you can really fuck that up.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, old school worked for a reason, you know? Like, it sounds good for a reason.
Yeah.
But the convenience of a Kemper's good. Mm. Like, you don't have to, look, that thing weighs, like, 80 pounds in there. Like, that's a small one.
Yeah.
We had to miss some sets and stuff because we had to go get lunch or there was people, another band. Like, I never saw Charlotte Sands, unfortunately, just because...
it sucks
because
her new album's great.
Yeah, she... I just was always doing something else while she was playing. I only saw the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus once.
One of their
guitar players, like, he was everywhere. I'd see him walking around everywhere, and I forgot that he was their guitarist, which is funny because he had, like, this big, like, blonde hair, like, kind of, like, pompadour kind of, like, hair.
Nice.
Interesting.
But he just looked like one of the other, like, freaks on the cruise.
He's just a dude.
Not in a bad way, but that was one of the, like, the banner.
Like,
when
as weird as you are, if you're an emo band member, you're just another dude on the cruise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, like, the first, like, the big banner outside of the terminal was, like, Matt Cutshall, like, with his, you know, just standing there towering above you. It was
the
like,
face of emo.
It was like, ahoy, freaks!
Dude, that's awesome.
I was like, it's so true.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, when I tell people we went to the Bahamas, like, we were only
you
there
for a second.
We were there for a couple hours. I did some snorkeling.
You got off the ship, huh?
Yeah. I swam out past this, like, little reef because the reef was kind of lame, and I was like, I want to see some cool stuff. There was like,
the water blue, though?
Oh, it was so blue.
Yeah.
It was ridiculously blue.
Like, I've been to Hawaii, like, nothing. You're just like, it's like shocking. Like,
yeah, it was.
Or like, if you live in the desert and you go somewhere green, or vice versa.
Right.
Like, when I went to Ireland, I'm like, holy shit, now I know why everything's green.
Yeah, exactly. My, so they gave us nail polish and underwear. They're like quadruple XL whitey tidies.
I don't understand the underwear thing.
Hey, he's gonna explain it.
So I thought it's just because Matt Cutshall's a freak and he likes to be naked most of the time, which is true.
He's pulling the Blink 182 for real.
He was never naked on the cruise, thank goodness. But apparently,
sure, other people were.
Apparently, many times it caught up. Like, so they play a newlywed game on the first night, and his wife Ariel was just like, they were like, "What's the weird?" One of the questions was, "What's the weirdest place your spouse has ever been naked?" And Ariel was just like, "Matt's been naked a lot of places." I forget what the answer was. But so what I didn't realize, you know, in the 80s, how girls would throw their like panties on stage at their like favorite rockers. One of Matt's big jokes is he's like that 80s girl fan, but for dudes in a band, because he's a, you know, as Adam and Adams said, is that the emo kid song people? What's they're called? They're like, I must be emo.
Oh, I think you're right.
Emo's one step below transvestite.
Yeah.
yeah, you sent me that.
Okay. But so the quadruple XL
slit my throat.
I must be emo.
I don't dance around when I go to shows.
So Matt's thing is he likes to throw his underwear at band guys. I don't think he's ever, I don't know if he's ever actually done it, but that's the running joke. And I didn't realize this until like the last day of the cruise, it was probably the third day. I don't know. I realized it at some point and I thought about, you know, like just stuffing them down in my pants so I could like whip them out and throw it at someone, but I never did.
No, you're too respectable for that.
They did give us nail polish and I've been pretty anti nail polish because it's the one feminine thing I've never done.
Okay.
Oh, I have three younger sisters.
That's fair.
I've been in dresses. My first girlfriend did her makeup on me.
The dresses thing is not a big deal. I know other things, but I'm not going to ask on the podcast.
Yeah. Pee sitting down sometimes.
Dude, it's way better. Trust me, they do it in Europe. It's great.
One time I expressed my feelings in public.
Yeah.
Cringe.
But I've never done nail polish, but they gave us free Emo's Not Dead nail polish, and I am a sucker for brands. Oh, yeah, it does smell pretty bad. It smells like banana, like if they made like vodka out of bananas.
Oh, gross.
Hey, that's actually like a really accurate description.
Yeah, right. But
no true thing has ever been said.
Because Daddy Matt's brand was on it, I had to do it.
And yeah, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Nice.
The Evo's Not Dead nail polish.
Sick, so that's never
And we found some big...
Nate's going to do a nail painting tutorial.
Yeah, some voluptuous in the Bahamas on the island. We met some voluptuous women at the bar, and they said that they would paint our nails, and so we took them up on it, and we found them later after they had thrown up because they were drinking way too much.
Nice, good for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
King of the podcast.
Thank you, Sam Montano for Bear Attack News. I get seasick real bad. How was the crew like?
So the seas were super smooth. Anytime we didn't know that we were moving until we'd like look out a window or something like that, or if we went up onto the pool deck.
Interesting.
And then like we would, so they had an Irish pub as like one of their restaurants, and outside of a couple restaurants, all the food was complimentary, which was awesome.
That's sick.
It's like my dream.
So we would usually go get lunch at the Irish pub, and we would walk in, and it has windows, and we would see how fast we were moving, and we'd be a little bit like for a second, but neither of us ever took anything.
Yeah, I was just explaining.
But, like if you're like sleeping and stuff, you couldn't feel like.
No, we slept super good because we had an inside cabin, and so there was no way of knowing what time it was until our alarms would go off in the morning. Okay. And the first morning, we were both like, "Where are we? Why is the phone ringing? What's going on?" And then Garrett's like, "It says it's like 7:30," and I'd be like, "What? No, it's." And then we realize it's like there's no ambient light in here because we're inside the ship.
Cool. That would be. Perfect for my vampire.
One of the pores.
I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, it was
one
awesome.
One of the reasons I didn't go on the cruise, a huge reason was because I couldn't afford it. But the other reason is because I'm afraid to go on a cruise because I get such bad motion sickness if I'm not driving.
Yeah,
that's how my wife is. Yeah, being just miserable.
You would get it for sure.
Because I'm thinking like alcohol goes to my stomach pretty quick.
Yeah, I couldn't drink and do it. Maybe without the alcohol.
Yeah,
maybe?
That's what I'm thinking.
Well,
yeah.
Goes to my head.
I don't drink. Maybe places. I would need to.
No, what you do is you get blasted before you walk on the boat.
Maybe.
And then
that's just your natural state of being. So you're just like accustomed.
I do that when I fly.
It's like sea legs for landlubbers.
Yes.
I do that when I fly.
That's what this you do when you fly. Yeah.
Not because I get airsick. I'm claustrophobic.
Oh, when I fly, I get as sweaty as possible. I do jumping jacks in the terminal first.
Uh-huh. And that way,
when I get my Southwest seat at the window, nobody wants to sit next to me because I'm just pouring sweat. I make sure to wear a full gray tracksuit.
All you have to do is spill water on your crotch and nobody's going to sit next to you.
Are the seats not assigned? I haven't flown Southwest.
No, Southwest is like, put your
breath. You underestimate his power.
I love that. That's the way to do it.
I'm like an icebreaker going through the polar north.
Now that I accidentally flew first class one time because they fucked us in New Jersey, I feel like I'm spoiled. Like I don't want to fly anywhere.
I would feel that way too.
So important to reiterate, I don't drink. But one time, I was flown first class.
It's free.
I had champagne. Because I felt like I needed to.
Yeah.
I didn't finish it because champagne is gross, but I made sure to get a picture of me going...
Right, you have to.
Well, and like yeah, I was a whole hot towel service, and me and my mom and my brother were looking. What the fuck do we do with these?
Here is the actual problem with first class, though. I get on a Southwest flight, and I sit in my little seat because I'm a big guy, and especially if it's a full flight, I'm like,
right.
Yeah, I hate that shit. I'm sitting here,
and I'm like, first class was awesome. Flying as a fat guy is the worst experience.
Fucking worst thing ever. We
have to sit next to you sometimes, and we're not happy about it.
That was scripted. I mean, like the individual experience, not just like the people around you.
Yeah. No, I totally get it. Yeah,
like a big like weight loss moment for me was when I got on a plane
and I didn't fit in one October. Seat. Yeah.
No, okay, so
I don't fit in a seat. I don't know how you guys do it.
You're just horrible. Sort of like you take all this, you sort of push it forward.
It's like one of those clothing vacuum seal bags.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that like
no, but like
the like armrests like rub on my hips.
Oh, I have to put them up most of the time.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be vulnerable with you strangers on the internet for a moment. I used to not be able to fit in the seatbelt very well. Like I'd have to like push myself back and like stand up a little bit to get it over my waist, and like it just barely would click.
Mm.
But I flew in October. And I like,
good for you.
I had to strap that thing down, and I was like,
"Way to go, man!"
Yeah, good. Dude, you look good.
What is this?
You look good.
Good for you, because I'm having the opposite problem.
The gray Carhartt really makes me look terrible, but you should see me in a black T-shirt. I am a stud.
Why do you think I always wear black? I'm really disgusting.
Black
right
is
now.
Slimming.
Everything you lost, I gained. So
I wear black because emo's not dead. And I just can't go on the cruise. I remember the most embarrassing emo thing we ever did was putting holes in our jeans.
Really?
Yeah, because I will not pay the extra money for like
already
ripped jeans.
Oh,
I've got more stories. Go on.
That triggered something.
Sorry, and feel free to interrupt me so it's not just me monologuing for like another hour. But
I will
only so, the scripted.
So
what
is my right as king of this podcast?
So well,
you are gonna milk that shit more than he did.
That is correct.
We got a good one that's gonna piss oceans off. But before that, I do want to say. Two people came up to me and they were like, "Is that an O Sleeper tattoo?" And I was like, and both of them said like the same thing. I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "It is." And they're like, "I've never seen anyone in real life who has one because people have them
on
the internet." You got all
tingly shit, didn't you?
It was so cool.
Do you feel so validated?
I do. So
that's awesome.
If you like someone's,
I love your tattoos.
Thank you. If you like someone's band shirt. Or you like their tattoos and you're afraid to like, this is how I think. I'm like, I don't want to like make them uncomfortable, but it made me feel so like seen and loved that someone like ran up to me and was like, "You're one of those people with an O Sleeper tattoo." And then I met a girl who had an O Sleeper tattoo and Romans 5:8 on the back of her neck.
Nice.
And Romans 5:8 was going to be my first tattoo. I will still get it, but
I immediately love her.
Did she have a dude with her?
She was married.
God damn it. Always.
You know what? Going back to Nate's tattoos. I stand by it. I love all of Nate's tattoos, but every time I see his shin, his Demon Hunter tattoo, I have to take a double take because I always think he's bleeding.
Yeah. Well, so I actually have like, my skin I don't know. There's like a scab on the front of it, and it actually, I feel like, makes the tattoo look better now.
Oh, nice. Because
it's like, let's see if I can, like right here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh,
it's like gone now. It used to be way more red and bloody.
The thing that's really good about your Demon Hunter tattoo is if you do get a cut there, it's like my red in my camera tattoo.
Yeah.
It just blends in.
Well, and because there is blood, like all that red in the tattoo is supposed to be blood.
Yeah.
I recognize that, but I have to like, I have concerns for you because
this
I care about you, and I have to be like,
this is
bleeding or is it the tattoo?
You can kind of see where the ink's like gone there because that actually is a scar right there that they tattooed over, and the ink's like wearing off of it. But
I don't have any scars on my tattoos.
It's why I'm afraid to put a lot of money into my tattoos because I get
it's fair.
This just happened at work.
Yeah,
and I didn't go to get a stitch. I just super glued it together.
Yeah,
there was a guy in an Enter Shikari hoodie,
and
it was like 2 a.m, and I only bought 2 drinks that day, but one of the guys we were with kept buying us drinks, and I just yelled. And they were doing karaoke, so it was loud anyway, but he, like, walked by, and I just, like, stood up, and I was like, "Enter Shikari is my shit!"
Dude, that's
and
awesome.
And he was like, "Thanks, man." And then JB Brubaker from August Burns Red walks up, and he goes, "Hey, man, I just gotta tell you, I've seen you around, and I just gotta tell you, your mohawk is so cool, and I've just been admiring it, and I wanted you to know.
Did you piss yourself?
I was like, dude, I've just such a fan of you, and I didn't want to talk to you because I didn't want to bother you. And he was like, oh, well, I wish I could do a JB because he has such an iconic voice.
Yeah.
But he's all like, well, we've just been admiring each other from afar. And then we talked about flip-flops for a little while.
Nice.
Of course. Like, of course.
He and nice. My friend.
That's so sick.
Which, same night, that was a pretty crazy night. I later found out Garrett told him to come talk to me because he's like, he's not going to talk to you. But he didn't tell him to say any of that, though.
Yeah.
And so JB was like, I have been wanting to tell him he has a cool mohawk. So
I have a question for you, being that you like got into emo music a little bit later in life.
Yes.
Do you feel like if somebody also got into it a little bit later and they're not like seened up, like it would be fun for them?
Oh yeah. Well, there was like a lot me. Of there
I mean,
was
I was
a lot
never
of
into emo either. Like
there was a lot of people. So one of the guys, John. I don't think he'll ever hear this, but. He and his wife and us kind of became friends, and it was more her thing. She also looks like Blake Lively. And I told her that, and she was just like, I was like, you look like Blake Lively. She had a few in her. It was like, this was at like 3 a.m. or no, we went to bed at 2 that night. So this was after midnight,
yeah,
but
yeah.
She was, she just goes, no, but that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
That's so sweet.
You just sounded like the most prototypical emo chick ever.
She's a little blonde girl who looks like Blake Lively.
Dude, that's sick.
Fair enough.
But so John and us, we really hit it off. And he was the guy we stayed up till 4 a.m. talking with. But he was like, it's emo's not like his thing, but it was Carolina's wife's thing.
Yeah, and, Caroline is such an emo.
But he was
name.
Having the time of his life. He got a tattoo on the ship. Nice. Not an emo tattoo, but
I was gonna ask you. I'm sure you didn't. But what did you think about it real hard?
Oh yeah, we made plans to go get them, but we were just like, we can't afford it.
We don't have
it.
The money.
Yeah, it was a $200 minimum, and
dang.
My Demon Hunter tattoo I got for $300. So and then like the $200 ones were like.
Yeah,
small.
So that price bracket would have been pretty large.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little spendy.
So I was like,
you'd have to like know that they were doing tattoos and bring the money for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we did, but you know, you've only got so much. I don't know. Life happens.
Right.
Only so much time and so many shows and fun to have.
Exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
Only
tattoo
so is a big
that
block
is the thing. That is the thing.
It.
Is
yeah,
there was a
like
lot
a
to
day.
Do. There was a lot of fun to be had.
Right, because I'm sure there was other stuff other than just music. I'm sure, what?
They had
that
other
one had, like, the water park on it or something?
They had
or
other
some
stuff.
Like that.
Something really fun was Matt has the END podcast, and they did a live recording with Ryan Key as
cool.
the guest host in the, like, theater they recorded. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool. So we were there for that if you ever listened to that.
Oh, I kind of am interested how they set it up. That'd be kind of cool to know.
I don't know. They had mics, but that's all I know.
They probably had some kind of backstage setup, sir, running
yeah.
through something.
They did, what was another fun show that they did? The Tonight Tonight Show was pretty fun. We went and saw that. That's another one of Matt's things. Oh, fun stories about Matt, but we'll tell the story that I teed up first. So same night, JB came up to me at the bar. We're all sitting there. So there's this guy who kept buying us drinks. He kind of became our friend. And emo wasn't his thing either, but it's his fiance's thing. And so he's
right. So
having
he's
the
buying,
time of his
yeah.
life. He's like us. He doesn't drink a whole lot, but they bought the alcohol package, and so he was just getting drinks for the whole friend group.
Sick! You gotta always find that guy on the cruise.
Like, there's this girl that Garrett befriended with, like, a big throat piece, chest piece, face tattoos, and
sick.
Everything.
Sick.
Her best friend was the dude with the gauges dangling, and we ended up becoming really cool friends with them. They are excellent people. They were definitely the people that I was, like, people watching before, and then we ended up people watching with them. Even
that's
yeah.
so cool!
They definitely were doing it to the nines, but, and I didn't know them very well this night, but like the thing that happened next kind of solidified them to me as like, oh, these are quality people because they have some morals and stuff. But so we all go to the bar, and we didn't order any drinks for the rest of the night, but the other guy kept buying all of us rounds, and we. So I ended up
drinking
their other drinks because they didn't want them, and the guy is straight edge, so he doesn't drink alcohol at all.
Oh, so you got pretty.
I got happy. I wasn't completely wasted, but to sit down at the bar, I had to inch my way past this one girl who was sitting there, and they were doing karaoke like just right down the way. So it was really loud there and everything. So she like couldn't hear me, but I had to ask her a couple times, hey, can I scoot in? And finally I just kind of like pushed my way in because she wasn't hearing me. But like half an hour later or something like that, 15 minutes after we've been sitting there, I get this tap on my shoulder and I turn over and she's standing there and I swear she goes, are you interested in me? What? And I've had my back turned to her talking to my my new friends.
Right.
And I was like, what? And she's like, are you interested in me? And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And she's like, are you interested in me? And I'm just like, no. And she was pretty, but I'm like, I'm not trying to.
Not here. Not now. No,
she wanted, like, she wanted to bang on the ship.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. I'm not like the just. Like, I don't know you. Like, go away.
See, that's the kind of...
So I go, no. And she goes, oh. And like, goes hey, off man. To find her next victim.
Nice. Fucking succubus.
And so my new lady friend is all like, did she just what I think? And I was like, she was like, are you interested in me? And she was like, oh, yeah, there's a bunch of swingers on these shows. The emo's not dead part. Like, I'm more metalcore than emo for sure.
Yeah.
But Matt Cutshall just makes it so cool. And his wife, Ariel, we ran into her several times throughout the night. Like, that night where those two girls came up to me, she walked by in a hoodie. And one of the girls we were with, she was like, can you sign my, because she has a, like, makeup line. She's like, can you sign my lipstick? And she's like, yeah, absolutely. I'm trying not to be seen right now, but thank you so much. And she stayed and talked to us for like a little bit. But
that's cool.
And every time Garrett and I would see her, she'd do like the heart thing or whatever. Aww. She's just so. I posted a picture of us with her on Instagram, and I was like talking about how sweet she is, and she commented on it. She's like, "This is the sweetest caption ever."
That's awesome.
She is such a sweetheart.
That's awesome,
Matt. After your Broken Hero show, he's like, some of his friends who got him into scene music, they're a screamo band called Reclaim the Fallen. You should check them out. They're on everything.
Yeah.
You know them? Do you know them from the cruise or?
I know them from the U.
From me.
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering if you knew them back in the day, because Sam is OG emo.
Probably not back in the day, but you told me about them and they sound familiar, but I can't be like, yes, I listened to them.
I listened to Paramore in high school, but I was not emo until adulthood.
I was not emo until I met Lizzie. I mean, I was emo.
You were emo,
like,
for
in a
real
homeschool
low.
Way.
Yeah,
I was emo, not in the fun way.
Yeah, same. I was emo, not in the fun way before.
I always wore black. I mean, I guess that count. I mean, I wasn't wearing my Chemical Romance tees or anything like that.
No, yeah. that was.
Well, I think you and I were both. You were into metal, like, when people get into it.
I'm way more metalcore than emo.
Yeah, I got into metal like when I was 19. And then I was into, like, metalcore and all that. And then I got into the emo scene through that, which turns out Matt did, too, because his friends in Reclaim the Fallen got him into emo music. But it was the heavier stuff first that he kind of, like... So he got them back together after not playing a show in 17 years to do this cruise. And so after That's Your dope. Broken Hero, he's like, I'm going to go see Reclaim the Fallen. And you guys should be there. And Garrett and I were like, we're going to see Reclaim the Fallen. So Reclaim the Fallen plays in, like, the... atrium of, like, where the front desk of the ship is, right next to the Starbucks.
Oh, how weird.
And Matt introduces them, and then Matt's just in the pit with us and whatnot, and those guys are so funny. They're like a bunch of homeschooled dudes that like cousins, and they just had a band, and they were so good too. They played really well. They're really energetic. Garrett calls their front man the Will Ferrell of screamo.
That's awesome.
And then I'm like watching, I'm like having the time of my life. And then I just see these two vans like come over my head. And next thing I know, like Matt Cutshall's butt's like on top of my head. And he's doing the whole thing in his like emo Matt costume. So he's got the wig on and everything and like the studded belt and whatnot. And then we got to talk with him after he stayed and like talked to everyone.
Nice.
And it wasn't like, we were just looking for like, hey, can we get a picture and everything? And he like wouldn't let us leave.
Yeah.
That is so sick.
That's awesome.
And then the next person in line, he did the, everyone in front of us. Seated. It wasn't like a big line, like people
I
filtered
like when
out pretty
people
quick.
Who put together events are just excited about their event as like the people who are there.
Yeah,
for
totally.
It.
And
totally.
If you're listening to this, Matt did give us an assignment. He was like, please tell these guys, like, support them, listen to their music, because I just want them to come back as a band.
Oh, that's awesome.
So Matt Cutshall's words.
Nice. Dude, that's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
I feel like when people put together events, by the time the event rolls around,
they're
so burnt out
yeah.
on it, they
yeah.
just don't want to deal with it anymore. So totally. It's cool to see somebody who's like as into the event.
as the people who paid to be there.
Totally.
Matt wasn't out and about as much as some of the other people on the cruise were, for sure. But when he was out and about, he was like...
He was socializing.
Yeah, he was such a cool dude.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Sweet.
Yep. Oh, man, I think we pretty much hit on all the other stuff. I'm putting out a vlog that will have other stories in it. And
sweet.
You'll actually get to see some of the shows. I didn't get very much of any of the songs because I started getting bored of taking... By the last day, I was like, if you want to see a vlog, go make your own. It was Not Dead Cruises sailing again in February 2025.
What are we loving, boys?
I'm loving that my Razor is put together with my new race motor, and it's so fast.
Vroom, vroom.
Nice.
So fast. I have to rebuild the suspension now because the suspension can't keep up with the engine.
Oh, boy.
Like, the engine is capable of doing, like, 110, but the suspension can do 50.
That ladies and gentlemen, is called a healthy drug problem.
Oh, no. Drugs would be so much cheaper.
Yes, but it might kill you, but it'll kill you slower.
I'm not going to say how much money I've spent on this Razor, but you can...
If it kills him, it will kill him faster.
I have...
At 110 miles an hour, potentially.
Yeah. I have a brand new race engine.
Nice.
And this will be good for if we have any motor nerds here. It's got forged internals, a forged crankshaft, new cams. Like, it's a big dog.
Panda Bear shaking his head like he knows what that means.
Forged, I know what forged means.
Nice.
I
don't. That's why I said it. One of us knows what he's talking about.
I have a new stainless header coming with a free-flowing exhaust.
Oh.
I've got a brand new cage going on it this week. I've got new whips going on it from 5150.
Mm.
The brand is important because you'll know what that means that I've spent on it. And I've got rugged radios.
I didn't know that they made whips. My snowboard boots are 5150.
Yeah, 5150 whips, dude. And that's what I'm loving. I went for a ride last night, and the sucker sends.
Dang.
Like, it used to be when I was at a quarter throttle, I was cruising at like 35.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a quarter throttle, and I was at 60 and had to back off because we were like shaking apart.
Dang, dude. That's awesome.
Sick. I'm loving. I started a new part-time job, which is awesome.
Mm, nice. That is awesome.
It's like the atmosphere is like a 180 from my full-time job. Thank God, because it's...
Is this the one where you awesome, might get your foot in the door for
something, hopefully, better? Hopefully,
good.
Yes.
I want that for you.
Oh, yeah.
I want that for you so hard.
But I get to do... I mean, it's security at a rec center, which is fine. It's the same shit I've been doing, but, like, people are way nicer. And then, like, maybe park ranger stuff part-time, which is sick.
Oh, mm. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Park ranger Sam.
Mm-hmm. Ranger Sam. Somebody already called me that.
Yeah, Park Ranger, that's awesome. Sam. That's awesome. Ranger Sam, yeah. That's sick.
Park Ranger stuff in the daytime?
Nah.
No.
The hours are, they're like 1 to 10:30.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's more daytime than you used to.
I mean, I don't mind the night. Like, look at me. I'm like fucking ghost, but...
Just throw me up a comparison here. This is the lightest part of my body. Oh my gosh!
I'm not even compared to Nate over there.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, he's still...
I'm loving that.
It's
worse. You win.
You should see my feet.
I didn't get a sunburn.
You can actually see the Hispanic in me next to you.
Your bean is showing.
Oh, that's funny.
Si se puede. Frijoles.
Oh, that's good stuff.
So good, dude.
Joe Biden said, si se podway. Did you see that video?
No.
Is he talking about pod racing?
What now this is pod racing.
What are you loving, Eddie?
What am I loving? That is first and foremost. Well, on that topic, she got a new job. She's starting at, somewhere in Flagstaff. That's got a really good reputation. For me, I think I'm like honestly meeting with our DM for D&D, our session that Nate and I do together.
Yeah.
Every time we talk do this podcast, D&D somehow comes up.
Well, D&D is good. I'm, you need to learn a lesson. And
I'm playing D&D.
It hurts my head, man. It's too much.
Twice a week now.
I am absolutely loving our DM and I did a bunch of character work that I can't tell you about because it's a surprise, but super excited for what's coming.
I started my third playthrough of Mass Effect and I was kind of going back to it. I was like, I've already played the game twice. Can I really what can I get out of a third playthrough? But since we're writing an album based off it, I felt like I needed to get back into the world.
Yeah.
And I'm having so much fun that I think once I finish this playthrough, I'm going to start another one right away.
Nice.
Nice. I respect your commitment to Mass Effect.
Good I stuff. Love it so much.
I mean, can I throw a secondary one I'm loving in here?
Sure.
Nate, take the hat off. Nate's hair. I'm loving Nate's off. Hair.
Yeah, dude.
I want to get it. Yeah. I meant to get it all shaved down again. Because I don't like it when it starts.
I hate to tell you, every, next time you see me, it's not going to look like that.
No.
Every time you come to D&D, I'm like, me, dang, his hair is like so good.
Thanks, man.
Dang,
you guys are... We're got building. Women that want to sleep with me, and my guy friends are hitting my biceps are big. And I have nice hair. Again,
we're building you up. We're building you up.
I know.
Some with that,
I feel like I could take on the world.
That's right.
Thanks,
and
guys.
And I support you in doing it.
I love you. Can too out there in Tinseltown.
But
I love all of you guys have nice hair. I'm not just saying.
Thanks, dude.
Well, I am just saying that because you said it about me, but I do mean
it. Mine's doing the cool curly thing it naturally does in the back when it's long. Yeah, that's my favorite part of it.
Oceans was like, because you can see my hat crease.
Tanda was so worried he was going to be bald by now, and like, look at that. You got a full head of hair.
I don't know. You didn't have a shitty, stressful job that's making my beard turn gray, and I still have hair, so it's great.
Dude, you're still, you're not going to go bald, I don't think, because it would have happened by now.
No, if I can do my dad's thing, he's got the salt and pepper thing going. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Dude, that looks... Dude, when...
Okay, since we're talking about
hair. Oh, my God.
What are we going? So, I went on a couple dates with a girl.
With Sam's dad?
Yeah, with a girl.
No, that was a separate thing. That was a separate thing.
Don't deviate from the script, though.
I was a little short to the punch on that. My comedic timing could have been better.
No, I thought that was perfect. It was perfectly scripted.
My fucking face hurts.
So, I was going on some dates with this girl. And we were hanging out, watching TV or something, and suddenly she just, like, turns to me and starts just, like, pulling my hair back. And I was like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm checking for a receding hairline. She's like, you are so good. She's like, how do you keep all this hair and wear a hat every day? And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, how the fuck do you... I don't wear hats that often.
That
like,
sounds so violating to me, but if I liked the girl, I know that I would love it.
Oh, dude, yeah. That would turn you on so hard. Like,
yeah, it's totally. True.
I mean, it was a pretty neutral thing. I was just like, yes, I have a great head of hair.
Okay.
but thank you all for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed making it.
Yeah.
Thanks to Eddie for coming on.
Absolutely.
I hope he comes on to a future episode.
Thank you for having me. I'd love to.
And follow us on social media. We're mostly active on Instagram. And I think we check the Facebook page now and again.
I see it.
Ocean sees it.
I check my...
If you want to talk to Panda Bear, go to Facebook. If you want
I got the Insta too. It's probably easier over
if
there.
If you want to talk to, any of... Just send us a DM. We'll
or
talk
an email.
If you want to talk to a specific bear... Just say you want to, because I don't check social media very often. It's one of my crippling
abilities. I check my email sometimes.
Sorry, we didn't check fan mail. We'll get it next episode.
Yeah, we'll do a double portion of fan mail next time.
Wow.
We might actually have enough to make a whole segment out of it.
Yeah, so thanks for listening. Catch us next time. And
I'm sure Josie had something to say about our bones being wet.
Let us know what your favorite emo band is.
Yeah, tell us your favorite emo band.
Don't
all right, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later. Subscribe to us on all the things. Email us and
tell
your friends you love them. Normalize saying I love you to the homies.
Oh, amen.
Bye.
Bye.